evaporative cooler. O'Reilly's Auto Enterprises, LLC, number 19-095, Rogan Ridge.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey Devin, who fills out the honest agreement? Who made the agreement?
We've got a gentleman from O'Reilly's, but I'm pretty sure Ron and Nikki.
The only reason I ask is it says LLC. I'm pretty sure they're C-Tor. I don't think they're LLC.
O'Reilly? I can check into it.
I question it also.
So you might just, other than that, move to approve the agreement binding between O'Reilly Auto Enterprises, also known as O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Taney County for a port-a-pool variable speed evaporation cooler.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Before you send the contract to them, you might...
Gold service agreement, a value elevator maintenance, Tyson Krupp. Elevator Corporation, number 19-088, maintenance.
It's $2.15 per month increase from last year's agreement or the previous agreement.
Yes.
Have you had any issues with their service?
No.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Thyssen Krupp Elevator Corporation and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guys.
Thank you. Thunder Road 404 permits, number 19089, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated August 15, 2019 from our Taney County attorney. He's reviewed the application for the Department of Army permit application by Taney County and approves the application to form.
Move to approve the application and authorize Devin Huff and Jeff Vanderay to execute the application and perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain contemplated permit.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Would you want to do it in two separate motions or combined on the floodplain application?
Two separate applications, or just all one?
Four application and floodplain application. Floodplain permit?
Yeah, it's one motion. Just doing both.
So do we need to amend it to include the floodplain application, authorize Devin to execute?
He approves the application, and then they do everything necessary to get the permit. The permit's not an application. One's an application, one's a permit.
Well, a suggestion from our attorney said to approve the floodplain application, authorize Devin Huff to execute the application.
I read verbatim what the attorney said right in the motion. And Mike, we don't have all the current information in your packet.
Okay.
Is that in your packet also?
I gave you what was in the packet.
He emailed that person and followed it right after with that. And it's like two separate.
Right.
I rescind my second.
Rescind my motion. Move to approve the 404 application and authorize Devin Huff and Jeff Vanderay to execute the application and to perform all other necessary actions required in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
You're going to do it in 2 seconds?
Yeah. Well, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the floodplain application and authorize Devin Huff to execute the application and to perform all other necessary actions required to order in order to obtain the contemplated permit.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Sheila, do you want this back and refer to the main file?
Won't you prove it to
me,
and
then
I'll
bring
another.
Thank you for catching that.
Mike, may I come up and show you some information on the O'Reilly deal I just got?
Is that from the previous one, or is that from this one? Oh, okay. I still guarantee it's
a... The real LLC?
No, it's a sequel.
I thought so.
I know it's a sequel.
Good business, eh?
DBA, O'Reilly.
I just couldn't imagine being LLC.
Is that their salesman? Who signed it?
It's the guy that takes care of the phone.
Okay.
On the source web?
Yeah.
Is he an employee?
Unusual.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Court orders.
What about Thunder Road? Did we do that?
Yeah.
That's what we just did.
That's what we just did. Along with the flood.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Good morning, Commission. This morning I've got one personal property paid abatement. Abatement number is 300302. And this here is a duplicate bill which was paid on a separate account, which was already paid also. I believe Mr. Pennell has some additional information that I did not have when it was sent up, if you wanted to see it.
I asked for a copy of it, and I've seen it. I need a copy of the duplicate bill, you know, to back up the...
Right. I've got copies here.
No issues.
Label is Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 8-19 of 19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank
That's
you.
All I have this morning.
Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations, CAFO, Health Ordinance Number 19087. Dated August 16, 2019, from our county attorney with a CAFO ordinance, a suggested ordinance. Is anyone here that would like to come up and speak? You can come on up to the mic and state your name. Here. Come on up. If you put state your name and address for the record, please.
My name's Steve Young, and my address is 815 Hires Road, Taneyville. First of all, I'd like to thank the County Commission for considering this pretty important issue. A little bit of my history real quick. I'm from Sullivan County. I recently moved to Taney County about 5.5 years ago. We have experienced the CAFO problems up there in Sullivan County, the problems with the smell. Manure management is a big issue. I've seen what it's done to the creeks and streams in northeast Missouri. The allergens, doctors have seen increases of allergies due to dander in the air, things like that. Also, I've 30 years with the Missouri Department of Conservation as a biologist. I worked a lot with stream issues, hydrology, floodplain issues and watershed management. What I've seen down here, and I have copies of research which you all may have seen from USGS about the karst topography, the interaction between rainfall and aquifer levels. There's definitely a direct connection between rainfall events and increases in the aquifer, both the Ozark and the St. Francis aquifers that we get our primary drinking water from. Also, this research shows where water comes from that shows up in springs like Big Spring, which often travels 50 miles underground and comes up in Big Spring. And some of that has been done with dye traces, also with mushroom spores, which are many, many times larger than E. coli bacteria. And it just shows that in karst topography, there's a direct connection between rainfall runoff and groundwater sources, which most, where we get most of our drinking water. And just real quickly, I'd recommend that we, in this county, implement pretty strong regulations.